Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 227. We have been through the learning of the biological special program of the bones and joints for a relatively longer period, and we are almost at the end of it. But we cannot close it without considering two very important medical conditions also under the bones and joints. They are number one, anemia, and number two, leukemia. As we proceed further, you will understand why these two so-called diseases are also considered under bones and joints. Dr. Hammer could explain all his GNM under the framework of the five biological laws and using the knowledge of embryology and evolution. He is explaining these two conditions, anemia and leukemia, also as parts of the programs of bones and joints and not exclusively as programs of blood only. Most important information would be to understand this aspect, because this knowledge is again part of the revolution GNM has brought to this world. Many a time earlier, we saw that the intrauterine life is a replica of human evolution. The first and oldest germ layer was endoderm, and the first part of the pregnancy shows the production of fetal erythrocytes which originate from the endoderm. But during the later part of gestation, there come up mesodermal erythrocytes which we see always in the blood thereafter. Therefore, Dr. Hammer says the liver, which is of endodermal origin, even though produces the fetal erythrocytes, do not produce erythrocytes later, and they are produced by the bone marrow inside the bones. Erythrocytes means red blood cells. In addition to the red cells, the blood contains leukocytes or white blood cells and thrombocytes or platelets. Production of all these cells, known as hematopoiesis, takes place in the bone marrow. Bone marrow contains the blood-forming stem cells that give rise to all blood cells. Bones and the bone marrow originate from the new mesoderm. Blood is considered as another new mesodermal tissue as the blood vessels. Blood contains plasma and serum in addition to these blood cells. It constantly circulates through the heart and the blood vessels, arteries and veins. Thus, this circulatory system transports oxygen, carbon dioxide, nutrients, metabolic waste, hormones, etc. from and between the body cells. The red blood cells are filled with hemoglobin, a pigment having the ability to bind oxygen and deliver it to the cells of the body. It contains iron also. The platelets are responsible for the blood clotting at the instance of a wound. All these blood cells and the clotting factors are flowing through the blood. Regarding the white cells, Dr. Hammer holds an entirely different view than that of the conventional medicine. They believe that the white blood cells or the leukocytes are part of an immune system whose function is to defend the disease-causing agents. According to Dr. Hammer, the white blood cells or the leukocytes, including the phagocytes and lymphocytes, play an important role during the healing phase by removing the byproducts of the microbial repair work. That is why Dr. Hammer says there is no immune system, only a supporting system that helps during the healing phase. Then we need to understand the processes happening during the conflict active phase with regard to the bone marrow. This is important to appreciate the healing phase symptoms later. Then we will have clear understanding about the conditions like anemia, leukemia, etc. Let us try to learn them in detail. Just like the osteolysis of bone tissue, the bone marrow also has tissue loss during conflict active phase with a severe self-devaluation conflict. This results in the production of low red blood cells called anemia, low white cells called leukopenia, and low platelet cells called thrombocytopenia. So during CA phase, hemoglobin production is low. Thalassemia and sickle cell anemia are two types of such anemias. The loss of bone marrow, known as panmyelophthisis, result in the low production of whole blood cells. Before we proceed to the healing phase, we will see a condition called ITP or idiopathic thrombocytopenic purpura. This is a red rash on the skin, the cause of which is not explained satisfactorily by the conventional medicine. GNM explains ITP as a combination of a self-devaluation conflict in the conflict active stage of bone marrow program by low platelet counts and a separation conflict in the healing phase producing a rash. The reduction of platelets can cause a tendency to bruise and bleed very easily. Diagnosis of very serious conditions like cancers in colon or uterus can cause devaluation conflicts and the resultant internal bleedings in stomach, intestine, and uterus. Friends, we will learn entirely new and different lessons of healing phase symptoms of the biological special program of bones and joints tomorrow. Wait for a lot of new informations. My best wishes. I am Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.